some undisciplined acts by us, really, you know, went off the ball, it wasn't ideal. I thought we invited them back in. I think Sutcliffe wasn't much, but he's just checking Hodge and it flicked high. But it's two off the ball goals in the first quarter when you're playing a great team. Sort of got us, set us back on our haunches, and we know we wanted to kick and spread them. When we did that, we're good. We fell into the handball game a little bit and they took full toll. And then, so it's pretty solid at quarter time, and I thought we responded pretty well. They had a fair bit of possession without penetration, so and at the end of the day, they took all their opportunities, and I thought we had full head of steam, just a little bit of rub of the green maybe, but at the end of the day, our skill and decision in our D50, and look, Tommy Sheeran is sitting there really upset. That's not the reason we lost, but obviously it was a critical moment. Couple of set shots, we missed a few from 20, but the drop mark goal when we had them, and then, you know, another two turnovers in the D50 in the last goal, which gives them three. I think they'd had four entries and kicked three goals from us, sort of messing it up in our D50, but that wasn't intentional, and that's, you know, we need to get better kicks and better decisions, so that probably took a little bit of wind out of our sails. And then from there, we had to do a couple of things to open it up a little bit more. So, yeah, look, I thought we were in the game. I thought we weren't. We weren't, and then we got right back in it. We adjusted, and I thought we had them on the back foot in the real sense, you know. And but, you know, kicks inside 50 marks, not called distance, don't take opportunities, a high one here, and then goes down the other end. So, you know, ifs, buts, maybes, but in the end, they were too good.
What do you say to Tommy? Clearly, he's upset. What do you say?
Yeah, I put my arm around him, and yeah. You know, at the end of the day, well, they're a great team, but you know, and I know you can't shoot out against them, and obviously we're not a shootout team, and we'd like to improve all aspects of our game, but the seven teams that beat them reduced their entries and shots, and I think we did that pretty well, but they kick really straight. But you can't make those sort of errors off the ball. I'm more concerned with discipline off the ball, and but that's not blaming them. But when you put it all together, so what do I say to Tommy? I know you're upset, mate, but it's a brutal game. We're not playing tiddlywinks. We're trying to get to an AFL grand final against, you know, a team that looks like they could be a triple premiership team. So therefore, drop marks are, Paul Ruse really values drop marks. I mean, and fumble. So I thought we fumbled a bit and dropped marks when we shouldn't have. And that sort of fueled them when they were right on their back foot. But to their credit, they never gave up. You know, so Tommy, I put my arm around and gave him a cuddle. He's upset. But gee whiz, you know, we had three of our four draftees from 4 years ago playing. I mean, Sutcliffe, Sheridan and Neil. And Tommy's a young kid from Riddle Creek that come across my line of playing coach to become an absolute pro, a young leader. And, you know, so he's a big part of our future.
Yes. Fife was clearly playing injured. It was a pretty superhuman effort. How close did he come to missing, and can you talk through the decision of him playing?
Yeah, he was never not going to play. And I, because Luke said you'll get asked about his leg, and I said, they said he was limping from the start. So, look, I paid tribute to his mental toughness because he comes in with huge expectation and own personal standards. But he was always going to play. And he pulled up after the Sydney game really well, but then he lost a bit of his hop. So he only really trained once, which was, Wednesday. And obviously he needed some assistance to play. But, yeah, he's mentally tough and he's a champion of our club. But there was a view that it was no long-term damage, so he'll be sore tomorrow. So he was always going to play. I thought he started slow and reeled himself into the game, and he's going to lead this club, you know, eventually.
Did he need a jab to get up, Rosty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he would have struggled to get up for a grand final, do you think?
No, he would have been fine. No, he definitely would have played. It would have been the same issue. Do you know? Does it make sense? So he was a little bit unlucky. Like, he's having one of the greatest seasons ever and then runs into a unique injury, that periostitis, that we don't know where it come from. Finished the game healthy and just bobbed up. So he's fought on like a caged lion, really.
Ross, 10 goals tonight. You have to go back to the drawing board on the game plan to find some more goals.
Yeah, look, I know those questions are coming. I think, first of all, we acknowledge we played a great team. So, first half of the year, we got the balance right. We still weren't kicking 120 points, but 97 points is pretty healthy. Everyone's team defence has got better. We need to improve. We can improve our system. But if you think you're going to come and kick 120 points against Hawthorn, history tells you they lost 7 games for the year. Do you know what the average score is when they've been beaten? No, but if you're going to allude to that point, the 7 teams have beaten them, I think they average 76 points for Hawthorn, and the team against kicks 90 or 88. So it's not shootout that gets it done against Hawthorn. But we acknowledge we'd like to improve our offence. We would like more players of the calibre of Michael Walters and what Matthew's been at his best. We've got a young rookie list kid, Matthew Tabern, at Fordham. We've got a John Griffin. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't see us with a salary cap advantage to go and get a power forward through for an extra $1 million. That doesn't happen. So we're going to have to find a way to get more front-end talent through. They might get a midfielder through and play 5 forward. But I know those questions are coming, and that's fine. But I think if you recognise anyone, Eagles might be able to do it, but, you know, Kennedy and Darling and Lacroix and those guys might be able to get it done. But we acknowledge we need to improve. And but I'm not sure you're asking that question when we're coming home like a steam train and all over them and dominating entries. Do you know what I mean?
How confident, Ross, are you in your current group, even if you lost Matthew and Luke,
yeah,
that you can stay as a top four, a genuine contender as yeah. it is next year?
Well, I think there's two parts to that question. So, haven't had one discussion. I can't enlighten you on Luke or Matthew because I haven't had one discussion from them over pre-season or to this moment about what they're doing next year. So I can't help with that. So whether we all acknowledge that. So I'm just sort of preempting a little bit and just putting it on the top. Not one conversation with Luke McFarlane or Matthew Pavlich about next year. So I can't enlighten you at all. You're going to have to ask them, and hopefully we'll have a discussion at some point. So I can't enlighten you. How come? I know we need to get better. And you're right there at the end. But our list is in pretty good shape, particularly our young midfielders and flankers. You know, really, we've got Alex Pearce coming through. We're thrilled with Waller, Blakely and Langdon. And we've got all those. We're pretty young, in a sense. Does that make sense? But we know where we'd like to get that talent through, but that's hard to get, obviously.
The style of footy that Hawthorn played from the back half of the night, they sort of didn't get the drive, but they did get a lot of uncontested ball. Were you happy with that? Mm. Or did you think they only had 141 uncontested mark? Is that part of allowing them to do that, or were you disappointed that they were able to do that?
No, there's a little bit. They didn't score out of their D50, which is unusual, but their defensive mid possession game scores was healthy, but not over the top. So there's a little bit of that backward kick. Sometimes you can come forward to stop it, and then it just creates that chain. So we probably sat off it a little bit more tonight, so containment, and try and get it back more centre wing, which we did a little bit.
It's simple where you just got to take opportunities.
I think under that style of footy, yeah. Yeah, well, I acknowledge it was always going to be tight and tough.
We're not pointing the finger, but people are going to be thinking about missed opportunities. How critical, as opposed to Suckling's goal at three-quarter time, was Griffin's shot at goal from 25 straight out on the half-time siren?
Yeah, I think you just package it up under discipline, skill and decision-making, and they just were able, in that... They're important. I looked at accuracy after I'm not 78%, we're 50%, but that... And people talk about fatigue, and I read an article of people talking about fatigue in the 09 grand final. People run in from the goal square in the first quarter and miss. That's not fatigue. There's people 20 metres out in the first quarter and the second quarter. That's not fatigue. That's skill and mentally responding. Does that make sense? So, yeah, it's costly, but we win and lose together. It's not the sole reason, but if you put all those things together, you come out where... You know, you probably should be in a little bit better shape, but we weren't. So there's no recriminations here. We win and lose together. my boys lay exhausted, not victorious. We acknowledge we got beaten by a better opponent. We also acknowledge everyone, the coaching panel needs to improve, our system needs to improve, I need to improve. But I think if we all have that mentality and we're really honest and we all want to improve and work hard, I think we come back regenerated and challenge ourselves. And you know, clearly Hawthorn have set the pace for a long time and everyone's trying to find ways, but you've got to improve your list, you've got to improve your coaching panel, you've got to improve your system, and you've got to aim to grow. So I'm not sitting here going, I'm a genius. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not getting it done. I've got 2 years to run on a contract. They brought me over to win. We're winning a fair bit. We created some history on top, but falling short. So I'm sitting here knowing I need to improve, and I'm hungry to do that, and we're pretty keen as a club to do that.
Is it deflating, Ross? You keep banging on the door yourself. You've been so close.
Well, I don't think I've banged on the door.
Yeah, that has, but
I can't live in the past. Does that make sense? I think there's been some missed opportunities, and you know, I think at prelims been able to get across the line by one. This makes two. Look, I need to get better. I think I can get better, and you know, we preach about not giving up and digging deep, and you've got more to give, and so that applies to me and my coaching panel as well. So if and all of us, whatever you do. Giving up doesn't get you anywhere.
Did you make a mistake tonight, Ross, in dealing with Sam Mitchell?
Not
on the field. I mean, he's had whatever he's had, 30-odd. Yeah. He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
No, he was probably very good. But yeah. Did you make a mistake not clamping him or making someone a bit more...
You've got to make Sam defend. You've got to make Sam defend. He's going to get the ball. He prefers if you go and play on him. Well, I think by spreading the ball, I think we're really coming home. I think we had opportunities. I think it's such a fine line, isn't it? It's such a fine line. Yeah. Success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan. And I'm the orphan at the minute, but that's okay.
When you think about this game again,
yeah.
You do.
No, I wouldn't change
anything. Will you say, would I do anything different with Sam Mitchell?
No. We want to create players that are good enough to match him. He's an absolute pro.
You worked the group harder than ever during the pre-season this year.
Yeah.
On reflection, was that the right choice?
I'll tell you what I learned. What I learned is it's all about relativity. So what happens if you be specific and you say we worked and you give some percentages and everything's going well, everyone goes super. But what happens is that becomes an albatross at moments like this. The reality is in my whole time as a senior coach, my players always had Saturday and Sunday off all over pre-season. And they ran 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So what happens is you see opportunity to match what other clubs are doing, not go past them. Other clubs have been training Saturday mornings and getting Friday and Saturday. So all we identified was an opportunity. But what happens is when you be specific and things don't go your way, all of a sudden it becomes the albatross around your neck, which is okay. But you make assumptions about that we've flogged them and done more. No, we actually just probably were missing an opportunity. Does that make sense to you? Which is okay. But I think it's fingernail deep scratching analysis and therefore not pertinent to the discussion.
Righto. Now we're going to pull out there because I feel like I'm cooking waffles right now.